This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In the 1930s, the Federal Housing Authority practiced redlining, denying services to people in certain areas based on racial or ethnic makeup. This mostly discriminated against black inner-city neighborhoods. In Birmingham, the echoes of redlining can still be seen today, especially when young black families start house shopping. In this commentary, author and WBHM staffer Randy Revel shares her thoughts on searching for a home amidst Birmingham's silent racial division.
As a child, I loved visiting my grandparents. Their tiny red and white house stood in the heart of Smithfield, near Illerton Meat Center, just over the Center Street Railroad tracks. I could get lost in my grandfather's tales of W.C. Handy and other blues musicians while devouring my grandmother's ambrosia. But even as a child, I wondered why they chose to live in racially segregated Smithfield. When I discovered redlining and I began to understand that they didn't choose Smithfield, Smithfield was chosen for them. In the 1930s, Birmingham officials sliced out neighborhoods for black families, funneling them into approved areas. In those redlined communities, the budget for community aesthetics was slashed, leaving roads unpaved and yards overgrown. Meanwhile, the Birmingham suburbs, affectionately referred to as Over the Mountain, raised in status and value. For years, I toiled with the thought of my sweet grandparents being stripped of the freedom to choose where they could lay their heads. But it's hard to know what to do with those feelings. Those officials are long dead, and I'm free to live wherever I want. So I filed redlining alongside other injustices my ancestors endured and decided to move forward. That is, until my husband and I began searching for a neighborhood of our own. In search of the perfect community, I went on GPS-free, self-guided neighborhood hops around Birmingham. I'd start near Eastlake Park and ride First Avenue into the heart of the city. I'd hang a right at John City Diner, straight into the hills of North Birmingham. Then I'd freestyle it, looping and looping through the north side, and riding out Center Street until it T-boned with Green Springs Highway. Then I'd take a left by the Heritage Shopping Center, which leads to the Over the Mountain communities. First Homewood, then Vestavia, then I'd get completely lost in Mountain Brook and somehow emerge in Forest Park. Lastly, I'd cut through Avondale to get back onto First Avenue and stop by East 59 for a celebratory cup of coffee. But after a few of these tours, I realized the red line still exists in our city. In 2016, Birmingham is still deeply segregated. And as a young family seeking diversity, community, and safety, which side of the red line do we choose? I'm frequently told to move over the mountain, where the tree-lined sidewalks are safe and clean. That's the obvious choice for a sweet young married couple. But I hesitate, since my grandparents wouldn't have been allowed to live there when they were a sweet young married couple. Their only access points into those homes were as maids and janitors. Some say it's my responsibility to move back to Smithfield and help cure the problem from the inside, to heal decades of damage designed by a system created before my mother was even born. I want to ask my grandparents what they think. Would they be disappointed if we moved back to Smithfield? Would choosing an over-the-mountain neighborhood dishonor their sacrifices? But I can't ask them. My grandfather's wise counsel and grandmother's ambrosia only live in my memories now, but the effects of redlining are still dividing our city. Taking a red pen to the map in the 1930s and carving concentrated areas for black families has shaped the racial landscape of this city. And many diverse young families are leaving since they don't fit on either side of the red line. My husband and I are still figuring it out for ourselves, but Birmingham as a whole must make an effort to stop shutting our eyes to the division, or it won't change. I encourage every resident to tour our city, GPS free.
Randy Revel is a WBHM staffer and young adult author. Her first novel, Into White, comes out in the fall. This commentary is part of WBHM's Y'all Talk series. It was produced by Amy Sedlis. You can find out more about how you can submit a commentary at WBHM.org.